Sounds pretty good.
How's the shoulder?
It's all right. A little sore.
Did it pop out? Is that what happened?
No, I just had an AC joint sprain.
As painful as that must have been, is that one of the cooler things that you've ever done in your life, winning the game like that?
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. You know, it was a good win for our team and, you know, a pretty crazy ending to a great game.
Do you have any sense of what a win like that can do, considering you were down, what, 24-3, and then obviously you had to pull it out at the end?
Do I what now?
Do you have any sense of what that can mean for the team?
You know, it could be big. It's up to us from here on out to make it help us out and use it as some momentum. But you know, every week's a new week in the NFL. You got new challenges and got to try and prepare and beat the Packers now.
But Matthew, does it change the vibe at all around the building? Or I mean, you guys are trying to build something from the ground up, and that sure seems like a pretty good building block.
Yeah, you know, any win is a great win in this league, and especially, you know, to sneak it out there at the end and really just, you know, make some great plays down at the end of the game by everybody to get a win. You know, it definitely makes coming in the next day a lot more fun.
Can you take us through just how exactly you got back on the field?
Yeah, you know, I was on the ground, I guess, on the sideline, and they were checking out my shoulder, feeling under my shoulder pad, and I heard the over the loudspeaker that they had called a timeout, and I knew that was kind of my last chance to get back in the game, and kind of just told one of the doctors to help me up and ran out there and told Linehan if I you know, if he needed me to throw, I could do it. It was just my left arm, and we called a play that we had, you know, kind of drawn up for this game, and it worked.
It was just my left arm, is that what you said?
Well, it was just, he knew that it wasn't my throwing arm. I just wanted him to know that I could get out there and throw it.
When you think about what you're up against, and I remember talking to you at the Combine about, you know, the history of quarterbacks at Detroit and the connections with you, do you think that the way things have gone this year for you, have at least gotten things off to a little bit of a start in the right direction for you? I know you've dealt with the injuries and so on. The record's not where you'd like it to be, but do you think you're off to a good start of you personally helping turn this thing around?
You know, I think we're making progress, for sure. You know, it's been a tough year. I've never really missed a game before I got here, and I, you know, had to miss a couple for that knee, so that was something that was different I had to deal with, and then you know, it's obviously the record isn't what we want it to be, but we've been really competitive in a lot of games, and you know, hopefully starting to turn this thing around.
So you're gonna play?
I'm not sure yet.
Do you think you can play?
I don't know.
It is just your left arm, right? Is it important to you, Matthew, to play? I mean, I know Jim, when the doctors will make the final decision, but are you going to push them as hard as you can?
You know, I don't know. I just, you know, Thanksgiving Day game is such a huge tradition around here for sure. It's one I've watched growing up, being, you know, living in Dallas and going to some of those games that the Cowboys played in. I know I've watched the Lions a bunch on Thanksgiving. So it's a big game, nationally televised, a chance for us to really kind of, you know, get out there on national TV and on a national stage and play some football. So, definitely a big one.
Is the preparation any harder because you didn't play against these guys the first game in a short week and all that?
You know, I obviously don't have the one game under my belt against them, but, you know, I watched that game, and I know it's different watching them play them, but, you know, the one thing that is a positive for us is we played a 3-4 team this past week, and now we got another 3-4. They're a little different in their schemes. Cleveland's a little bit more of a two-gap team, but you know, that is definitely something that's nice that, you know, eases our preparation a little bit.
How might the Packers change without Al Harris back there?
You know, it'll be interesting to see what they do. You know, he's a big-time player for them. Guy's been playing there for forever and, you know, a big leader on their defense. You know, I'm not sure if they're just going to, you know, keep what's in the slot, or if they'll move him out, or what they'll do. You know, they have a couple. couple options. We'll just kind of have to see when we get there.
I know you have to go through your progressions and so on, but, I mean, even in college, I assume that when you see a team that's, you know, forced to play backups, that you see an opportunity to go after those guys a little bit, don't you?
You know, yeah. I think, you know, with guys that maybe haven't played as long or, you know, you don't know as much about, you want to test them out and see how they are. But at the same time, you know, Green Bay does a great job of, you know, helping out some of their corners, play a lot of two-man and some, you know, do a good job of maybe not putting their guys on islands as much, you know, since they lost out. I don't know. It's going to be one of those deals where you got to figure it out, kind of get in the groove of the game and understand what they're trying to do.
You mentioned attending games on Thanksgiving in Dallas. Any one particular game or moment that stands out in your memory?
Not really. You know, just, I don't know, nothing too special.
What's the home crowd been like for you? I know Dominic kind of stood up for you a while back, and I know some of the games have been blacked out. This one's not. What's kind of been the vibe at Ford Field this year?
It's been different. You know, I'm, I guess, used to, you know, it being sold out every game in college. But, you know, they're going to show up this game. It's going to be a great opportunity for our fans to kind of get out and see what we're about. So I'm excited about that.
How's your life easier with Brandon Pettigrew sort of developing here last couple of weeks?
How has Brandon been?
Yeah.
He's been doing great. I think he's been getting better and better. You know, he's a great target. Got a lot of speed for a tight end. You know, great size and hands. And, you know, he's one of those guys that just keeps coming along week after week. You see more and more out of him. And, you know, he's going to be a good player for a long time.
With that last play going to him, was that a sign of the confidence that you guys have in him?
Yeah, I think so. You know, for sure. He's got great hands, and in the red zone is a great matchup for us in a lot of situations. And, you know, he ran a great route, made a pretty tough catch, too, and some traffic there. So, you know, he's definitely got the ability.
Matthew, I know that Calvin's dealing with an injury, too, and these guys avoided both of you the first time around. Do you feel like you're a different team when the two of you are out there?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, Calvin brings a lot of explosiveness to our offense. There's no question about that. He's, you know, one of the biggest big play threats, I think, in the National Football League, and I think everybody knows that. And, you know, not having him out there is, you know, it changes our offense a little bit.